When we're new to faith, there's lots to discover and there's lots of surprises on the way. A bit like my style of service, really. But if you've been a Christian for a long time, why not check if you're still open to surprises? People often say we learn by our mistakes, but we can too learn from our surprises. So in our gospel passage, we're surprised to find that a Canaanite woman brings something to consider into the story of Jesus' ministry at that time. This woman seems to know the real essence of who Jesus is, more so than his own disciples at that stage. Jesus seems more intent on the house of Israel. He is himself a Jew. This woman is not, and so considered an outsider. Yet she calls Jesus Son of David, meaning that she recognizes him as in the line of a royal king. She seeks him out because she wants her daughter healed of an unclean spirit. No surprise there, because a mother usually wants the best for her children. And she doesn't give up when the disciples are less than invitational, and Jesus does not immediately respond to her requests. Maybe that's a little bit surprising. The kingship where she places Jesus is reiterated when she kneels before him. Carla Works, professor of New Testament in Washington, D.C., describes the Canaanite woman's statement as striking. She says, she places hope where others have discarded. The Son of David has so much power that there is enough power for the house of Israel, more than enough left over for her. She's not trying to thwart his mission. She just wants a crumb, recognizing that even a crumb is powerful enough to defeat the demon that has possessed her daughter. Jesus praises her faith because this woman seems to understand what the members of the household of Israel have yet to grasp. Jesus is not just hope for Israel, but hope for the whole world. So when we think about power and authority, we usually think big, like nations, governments, global enterprises. Yet we see here the smallest fragment, a crumb in the economy of Jesus' ministry, and God's all-encompassing purposes is hugely significant. Today, we had the joy of celebrating together with Jamal and Charlotte of the baptism of Thierry and Diego. A familiar service to many of you, but no less significant in that something new will begin in the lives of this treasured family. Now, I was just wondering if I had any young people who spoke to me last week who might be my volunteers. Can anyone remember if they volunteered? Come on. Come on out. Come on out. I need three. Is there one more volunteer? Can you hold that? Can you hold that? Would you like to come up? No? Oh, here we are. I got one. Good, good, good. Right, come where people can see you. Okay, now if you could hold up. Are you back to front? There we go. If you could hold up high so people can see. I was hoping, because my friend is easily annoyed. I'm not sure. Have you had a look to see what letters you've got? Lovely. Oh, they can spell after all. There's something good in the curriculum at school. So here we have my friend Lee Owl, and this is only to help us to remember what we were using over there. So I wonder what O could stand for. Anyone got any ideas? What could the O be for? In the Christian tradition, anointing with this, we call a particular name. Anyone know what O is? Oil. Okay, oil, good. So, we use today chrism oil, which signifies that the baptized people have been set apart for God's service and been incorporated into the priestly, prophetic, and kingly roles of Jesus Christ himself. The oil we're using today was blessed at St. Paul's Cathedral on Maundy Thursday, and every church then brings it back to their own church. And it's specifically for baptism and used for anointing, which we did today for the two boys. And we also remember their entry into the family of the church and indeed the wider family of faith. Okay, you're probably getting aching arms. You want to put, what do we have here? A W. What could the W stand for? Water. You may have realised in this weather, we can't really, particularly the poor people in Essex, we can't really live without water. We do need water. And why might it be important in baptism? Well, in Matthew chapter 28, it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And we can't live without water, and we've been taking it for granted until recently when these heat waves struck. We are symbolizing today at the font the act of entering the water, coming up out of the water, washed and entering a new life through receiving the Holy Spirit. And so lastly, what can we have here from an L? Light. Well done. Light. That's the clue. We're coming to baptism, but today we're going to give candles to these two little ones, signifying moving from darkness to light, remembering Jesus' light coming into the world as an indicator that in his light there is no darkness at all. The light of Christ has overcome and gifted to us. Today, parents and godparents made their declaration of support to these little ones on their behalf. But all of you, please keep this family in your prayers as they grow and they can confirm these promises for themselves, and make the God of surprises be with you all. Amen. Let us pray.
At the end of each prayer, I will say, "Thy kingdom come." I would ask that you respond, "Thy will be done." Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Almighty God and Father, we present to you this morning Tierra and I have misplaced the other name, as two new children to your family. Father, we ask that you would bless them and their families as they gather here before your church, before your family, to admit them. We ask, Father, that your peace be upon them. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, we also say thank you this morning for having returned Kemi to us safely. We ask that as Kemi and her family continue to mourn the loss of her sister, that they will know, Father, that your ways are not our ways, and that your thoughts are not our thoughts, and that your thoughts, Father, are always the stronger and the blessed man. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Forgive, O Lord, the sins that divide us. Repay the artificial barriers between people or nations may come down. We pray for the ethnic minority groups. We pray for all who are judged because of their race, color, or creed. We remember at this time all refugees, all outcasts, all rejected. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, today, as we go about welcoming a new member to your church, we also remember those whom we knew and who no longer are here with us. We think of Joyce Lamar, of Michael Price, of Andrea Rose. I pause for you to add the people who you know, who we may not know, who you no longer see. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, we remember all who have loved and lost ones through sickness. We pray for the children who are in distress. We pray that courage for their parents and their godparents and for us. We pray for all who are disturbed. We remember especially those whom we have just mentioned. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, in these distressing times, we remember the drought which is slowly but firmly taking a grip of England. We remember the droughts that exists in numerous parts of the world. We think also of the people of Colombia, where earthquakes are happening. We think of the people of Guyana, where a boat sunk about 2 weeks ago in a river, killing most who were on the boat. And Father, we think of the many other crises which are going on in this world. We pause here, Father, but I'm sure that each and every one of us gathered here can think of a crisis not known to us, but to you. We ask, Father, your blessings upon all who are suffering. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father, we remember the wider parish of St. Andrews. We think of Alexander Avenue, of Berriton Road, of Bodmin Close, Brookside Close, Cannon Lane, Capthorne Avenue, Capthorne Court, Carlisle Court, Drake Court, Drake Road. Father, these are some of the streets within the parish of St. Andrews. We ask your blessings upon all who inhabit these streets. And ask, Father, that in your good time and at your good speed, you would lead them to this church where they may come and join in the worship of you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.